Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis-Dotson, with a very special guest with me today by the name of Paul Queen. Paul is the CEO and founder of Quality Wellness Global. He's going to tell us a whole lot about why he feels faith and fitness is so important. Paul, I'm excited that you are sitting at the mic with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am actually very honored to have you on my show.
Honored to be here. Like really, I'm excited. And it's been a long time coming. So I'm really ready to dig in.
So we've been knowing one another for, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Years.
And it's ironic because the relationship started, of course, through St. John's downtown. And I had just come off of a ruptured patella from playing ball, right?
Yeah.
The ruptured patella, I had a surgically induced deficiency in my blood, a protein that caused me to clot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had multiple blood clots on both lungs.
Mm.
I was in the hospital for 9 days, like Lovenex every 6 hours, Coumadin orally every 12, blood coagulation every 4. And while in the hospital for those 9 days, I wrote a program called Faith and Fitness.
Wow.
And from there, I went from training athletes and, you know, to training church folk. So I like to tell people that God tricked me into to ministry, and he had to sit me down.
Yeah.
And as soon as I come out of the surgery and out of the state where I had faith and fitness, he had given me all of this information. I was able to join forces with your organization and help youth. And so it really helped me to jump into motion. And I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
I'm
sitting here like, I did not know that that's how you came up with the idea, because you were in a hospital.
Absolutely.
I did not know that. You learn something every day, but
absolutely.
Look at God.
Yeah. And gave me a whole new perspective on fitness and wellness, because I always attach science to fitness and, you know, what we can do as far as practically. But once that's taken away from you, and as an athlete, you know, that's kind of like who I was built upon. That is what I was noted for.
Right.
And to take that away, I had nothing but my faith. You know, when you're sitting in the bed, doctor, like, you can't get up because, you know, you can like die. You know, that was an epiphany, definitely.
I definitely say it had to be a come to Jesus moment. Like, okay, you have me here for a reason. Because I could have died.
Absolutely.
Right? I could have died, but you have me here for a reason and you're giving me this vision. Right. Part of that, when you talk about, you know, starting this Quality Wellness Global, when we talk about the faith part in starting and offering fitness in the church.
Right.
You are from Port Arthur, Texas.
Absolutely. Correct?
You are a proud graduate of Prairie View A&M.
Indeed, the Prairie View A&M University.
Excuse me, let me get it right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. HBCU excellence.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's another reason I'm honored, because I'm with one of HBCU's finest, right?
Absolutely.
Also, you are a pastor's kid, the PK, right?
Yes, I am a PK.
You are a true PK. So when you talk about the fitness and faith, it's kind of like a full circle moment. Give me a little bit of background about growing up as a PK and in Port Arthur, Texas.
Well, honestly, as a PK, initially, pastors, the Reverend Doctors, the good Reverend Doctors and pastors, Paul and Brenda Queen, did not see fitness as a ministry.
Oh, really?
Fitness is not taught in seminary. Or it wasn't taught in seminary back then. You know, there was always a division with church folk, with faith and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Because church folk, they don't want to put fitness into the mix, because most spiritual church folk, they're waiting for God to heal them.
Okay.
And God is saying, you're already healed. By his stripes, you're already healed. But you have to do something in order to garner that healing. You got to do something to get it. And, you know, church folk waiting on Jesus, Jesus waiting on church folk. And so faith and fitness transform into the correlation of both with faith and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you truly have faith about, if you truly have a faith that you say, you should put something on it. Faith without works or without action, you know, it doesn't mm-hmm. work. No? And so that's how faith and fitness came about. But I, you know, I grew up an athlete. I played sports, all sports year round. From the mindset that I had, sports was an outlet. You know, mm-hmm. it allowed for me to have something to plug my energies into, kept me out of trouble. I was able to, you know, fortunately, I was blessed enough to be able to, you know, be able to go to college, get an education, and, you know, and here I am.
Right. I love it. I love it. So tell me why you, you know, I understand that you came up with the vision of mm-hmm. faith and fitness. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel it's so important today?
Wow, it's everything. The premise of faith and fitness is 3 John, where John was speaking to Gaius, and Gaius was his friend. Gaius was also a great leader within the church. So faith and fitness is it's not for the it's not for the new Christians, if you will. It's for the leaders of the church. It's for the pastors. It's for those influencers within the community. It's for the people who have people who follow them. And so John was speaking to Gaius, and the quote is, "Beloved, you know, above all," in some version, "I wish that your body and your health prospers just as your soul prospers." So in that, it states, or it gives us the implication that in order for your body to truly prosper, your soul has to prosper first. That's how faith and fitness, you know, really came about from that scripture.
I saw something on your website. You had an event and you said, it says, welcome all believers and non-believers, right?
Right, right.
So when you speak about the word and mm-hmm. that, John 3, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How do you incorporate the word into faith and fitness,
mm-hmm.
speaking about, but you're also saying, come on, all believers and non-believers. How do you unite that?
Faith is a broad stroke.
Okay.
It's a broad stroke. So whatever connects you to a higher calling, whatever connects you to God, for me, it's the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it could be the Quran. For some, it could be the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhist saying, it could be your great grandmother who go to church, you know, or the auntie that goes to church, whoever it is that you see and that connects you to that higher calling, that's what implements and brings your faith. Now, faith is your belief in yourself. So self-love comes into place. From a spiritual place, yes, you have to have some type of higher standard, we'll call it. That causes you to act according, or causes you to act right or righteously.
Mm-hmm.
And then that induces the faith within yourself, self-love and self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
That's like right now, as far as a rhema word, now with technology and social media and just the state and climate of the globe, it's more trendy. It's more followers. You know, everyone wants to do the same thing. And if you're not doing the same thing, then you're an outcast. And so that whole love component, that faith, how we connect it to the fitness portion is whomever. Jesus came for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Jews and the Gentiles, if you will, you know. So whether you're Hebrew, Israelite, Black, white, you know, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, you know, cancer doesn't care. Diabetes, it doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
All of the health related diseases that the fitness will help you combat, it doesn't care what religion you are. It doesn't care about your background, ethnicity, or anything. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's for non-believers and believers as well. Now, believers will optimize and get more out of it because it's all Bible-based, but the non-believer will feel the love and they can still get the result. People have taken religion and they run with it. You know, they make it to fit whatever, you know, beliefs that they have based mm-hmm. off of their experiences. So when you say a Christian, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff that Christian from a religious standpoint depends on what church you grew up in. You know, I know there are certain churches where you can't wear a t-shirt to church. I mean, they're Christians and Christ loved everyone, you know, who no matter who it was, whether it was Peter, whether it was Mary Magdalene, you know, whether she was a harlot, whether she was, you know, Christ was there. Mm-hmm. But there are some churches that won't do that. Now, they call themselves Christian churches, but, you know, you got to dress a certain way. You have to act a certain way. You have to be a certain way. So any type of religion, mm-hmm. I don't consider myself a religious person. I do consider myself a follower of Christ. I believe in the Holy Bible. I believe in Jesus Christ. And that's me. But I'm not the judge of you. I'm not the judge of any. Trust me, I ain't the judge. I am definitely not the judge, you know. And so I'm here to do my part. You know, the role that's been given to me as an educator, the role that's been given to me as a communicator, the role that's been given to me, that's the role that I play. You know, the ministry that he's given, it has touched both believers and non-believers.
What has your experience been when you say it has touched the believer as well as the non-believer? What are you receiving from them of how they've been touched by the particular ministry based on where they are in their faith?
Right. Well, because the precepts of the Bible are synonymous throughout, you know, different religions. Muhammad may say it in a different way, but they're still professing nutrition in a certain way. They're still professing manhood in a certain way, love for yourself, mental perspectives as far as thought patterns. The same thing with Buddha, you know, calmness and peace and tranquility. These are things that all of these different religious leaders, they profess. So the similarities are there, you know, and who am I to say that a person is going to hell or not, you know? And so the connection is the philosophy. The connection is the actual results to be able to say, hey, I feel a peace. I feel a calmness. Working out should not be stressful. You know, a lot of people, you know, they just want the exercise and they just want to get it. But without cognitive retention of why you're doing that exercise, what that exercise is for, you don't get an optimized result. And so, you know, they're on like that little wheel, the little hamster, like just going in circles, you know, plateauing and then crashing, plateauing and then crashing. It's a diet. It's a fad, as opposed to something that attaches to your inner belief, your faith, and it makes it a lifestyle.
If I came to come to your class, like I'm coming to class, so someone's interested, but they want to know a little bit about what they're getting into.
Right. Well, it depends.
Okay.
I have several clientele. I work from little children to youth to adults to senior citizens, okay. Corporate entities to warehouse workers. So your workout is indicative of what you need. The same workout for one person doesn't always work for another person. If you're ripping and running all day long, and you're out and about and you're in a warehouse, you're grunt working, your workout should be more sedative. It should be more subtle, like yoga, something that incorporates breathing to be able, something that gives flexibility. Now, if you're sitting all day, you know, you're corporate and you're sitting in your sedentary all day, then your workout needs to be a little bit upbeat. So the workout is indicative of what you need. So to say that you're coming to a class, it depends on what class you're coming to and what you need out of that class.
Have you ever had a client come and say, listen, I don't know what I need. just help me.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
you know, because some people feel that way, like, I just know I need to do something.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. How would you assess that client?
There would be a fitness assessment there. So I'd look for posterior deviations, past history of injuries. I'm listening to what they're saying. You know, all of these things go into setting up a program, a customized program, if you will. Now, in a group class, that is hard to do. So in those classes have to, so it'd be like a senior's class. Mm-hmm. So I could just speak to gout for everybody. You know what I mean? You know, but the individuality comes in. That's where the expertise comes into play. That's where the money you pay me, mm-hmm. that's where I earn it. You right. know, being able to assess, and then from that assessment, then give you feedback. And we do a lot more than just a physical. We actually start with the nutrition, eating habits, mindset plays a lot into it, because that faith thing, you got to have some type of belief that this is going to work. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work for everybody. You know, I've had clients just to say, well, it just is not going to work for me. You know, biblically, you just need a mustard seed. Yeah. You don't need to have a lot of faith, because your faith is not in you. Your faith is in him. So wherever you are within that faith walk, and sometimes it takes a person to leave and then come back,
True.
You know, or to leave and maybe find something where they get some type of motivation, because, you know, let's say people want to see results, mm-hmm. you know, but results don't come fast. If it took you, if you show me a picture back 10 years ago, you know, it took you 10 years to get in this state, how you think you're going to change it,
right.
you know, within a month?
Right.
That's the mindset of a trend. Well, I'm going to try it out and see if it works. That ain't faith.
Oh, I love that. And the reason I was asking you these questions, as you know, I'll have listeners, I want them to hear what mm-hmm. it takes. Because so many times, okay, you talk about, okay, fitness, right? And you
right.
go to a class, or you start and then you stop and you don't know why and you give up, or
yeah.
you haven't met a person who is going to properly assess you.
Absolutely.
It's a difference when you are invested in an overall quality of wellness of
right.
a whole mind, body, spirit.
Absolutely.
And, you know and what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And it's two points. Like, the first is the class,
mm-hmm.
you know, those classes, those group sessions, you know, we're going to work out as a group and we're going to, you know, we're going to do that is good for like motivation,
yeah,
but may not be good for your results. Because if you're in a group, but you guys don't have the same body type, you don't have the same work ethic, you don't have the same, you're not going to get the same results as them. As fast as them, maybe, or with the same exercises. So that's what usually happens.
Mm-hmm.
We got a group class, we're doing good, we're consistent. And then one day, one person out of the group said, I ain't going today. And then now you've hinged your motivation on this person here, because that's the person who motivates you. And so they're not going. So now you feel some kind of way. Either you ain't going,
mm-hmm.
or when you come, you're not going to get, because you're motivated by them. And then the second thing is that's why there's a payment involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bible says, you know, by where your treasure is.
Yeah.
You pay me. Now you come, you got to put your money. You got to put your effort. You got to put your time. You got to put your mental focus into your healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't do the group classes or don't do the classes. But when you go to the class, you have to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients that I would refer, or, you know, pull them out. Hey, maybe you should get some one-on-one training first. People get frustrated if they come with a group and their girlfriend, she fit, you know, and you know, you're not. You know what I mean? Now you're comparing yourself to her instead of your walk where you are. So it is difficult. From an overall scope, we're not bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We're souls that live inside of the body.
Yeah.
So that's where the faith come in, and that connector, because breathing is actually, the definition of breathing is the transference of atmosphere into oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
We create our own atmosphere
mm-hmm.
from our belief.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when biblically, when God created us, before he blew, he waited for a mist to come, a vapor to come from the earth, before he touched and formed and blew the breath of life into our nostrils. Now, God didn't create the atmosphere. He waited for the earth to create its own atmosphere based off of him making it. We all have our own atmosphere based off of our beliefs. And so no matter what environment you're in, you could be in a traumatized environment or a very tragic environment, a neighborhood that's infested with crime and drugs and everything else, but you can create your own atmosphere from your beliefs within that environment. And so that's the same thing when you come to class. You create your own, or you know the person with the bad attitude. he and complain, we ain't started working out yet. So out of the mouth flow matters of, is an overflow of the heart. So that belief is going to cause you to say certain things. So when I'm doing my assessment, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm looking at the deviation. I'm checking out everything here. And some people, you know, come and they want the insight. Mm-hmm. But some people just want to come to be able to blame the trainer. You know, I tried that. I went to this trainer. I went to that trainer. Now, if you went to five trainers and ain't got no result, I think it might be you.
It's you. What environment are you living in?
Exactly. What's that atmosphere you pushing out? Absolutely.
Listeners, I hope you take that in and make your own assessments of the environment that you are in. And no matter who you're working with, be it a trainer, when you go to work with your employer, or if you are the boss of your own company, what kind of environment, where are you in your faith walk?
Absolutely.
To be able to create an environment that is about quality, that
Absolutely.
Is about wellness, that
Absolutely.
Is about faith and love. You know,
absolutely,
because that fitness, that is what fitness is about, right? Is that your definition of fitness? Because some people may think, oh, it's just I need to eat right, nutrition or whatever. What is your personal definition of fitness?
Fitness is mind, body, and soul. All of the components coming together to be able to optimize. Remember, again, you can't start from the physical. Mm-hmm. I know it's what we see. I know it's what's in the outer image, but it's not who we are. We're those spirits, we're that soul that's within, we're those emotions, we're all of our life's experiences that have come to this. We're the hereditary, but my family has a history of diabetes. You know what I mean? We're culturally what we eat, we're culturally what we think, how we've thought, what we've had to do to survive. I mean, all of these things play a part in a person's soul and to a person's psyche. It causes us to speak a certain way, act and react a certain way. And so that's why it's so important to have that higher awning that we can attach to, you know, that higher standard that we hold on to. And so, you know, that's what causes us to make decisions. Otherwise, you know, everybody's just going to do whatever they want to do, you know.
Tell me how you became this global entity, because you were quality wellness. And now I'm seeing this quality wellness global.org all over the world. How did that come about?
I would not dare say anything but God, you know, like I wrote an abstract from a program that I was doing. That abstract got published. I'm published in the International Journal for Exercise Science.
Well, Mr. Queen, go head on. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it gets hits, you know. And so from that, I partnered with an organization. This was back in like, I think maybe 2014, 2015 or so. The organization Taylor Hearts. They would go and travel and do like fashion demos and, you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. Well, they were working with Divine International, it's a school system. And they were going to Bayelsa State, Nigeria. And so they came to me because the school system wanted to implement wellness into their programming. And so we constructed a curriculum. And then it was entitled Dress for Success. And so it was the same scope. I've been doing this as it relates to health not the spiritual portion, but as it relates to health from like, I mean, like way back when SARS was an epidemic in Asia, like 2003, 2004, where I created this fictitious character, G, and it was Rated G was the name of the organization. Well, G went around the world helping young kids fight against childhood diseases. And so every area, every globe, and again, cancer, health, heart disease, upper respiratory infections, all of these are synonymous globally, not just in the US. And so when you look at the statistical data across the globe, it's the same thing. Speed it up to 2021, when you have mental health running rampant, you know, we have our youth, social media is everywhere, the world wide web, you know, like cyberspace, the same thing globally. And so now I've been able to partner with Bethel's family, the church at Bethel's family, who already had a global ministry in place. They have churches already, you know, around the world. And so when they came to me, it was like the state of the youth. Everyone is coming back from COVID now. Everyone is going back into the church. And so the global perspective is more of a an outlook, if you will. So instead of looking from where you are and looking up, take a moonshot. Just take a moonshot of humanity and drill down. The global outlook, it actually serves as a motivating factor. I was fortunate enough from the abstract that I wrote to be able to write for Trey Magazine. So I was a wellness editor at Trey Magazine, and that transformed into a radio show, you know. And so one thing just kind of led to the other. And, you know, your boy is global.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome. And what I love about this as we get ready to close and that full circle moment of just being in a hospital bed for 9 days.
Ooh.
And like you said, writing it down, the spirit had to move you enough to be able to write it down. You weren't, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where it started. If you really think about it, you are in a hospital bed needing to become physically fit when the spirit is moving for you to be spiritually fit and to be able to bless others, because now you're able to get it in a global, right? A global capacity.
And it was so eerie because like there was a ball player at Texas A&M that had just died from blood clots. It was, I mean, you know, it was so much stuff swirling around blood clots and athletes and, so being fit didn't help me. It helped me to the point where, it helped me with my lung capacity because doctor said, had I not had the lung capacity that, definitely, you would have died. But as far as being able to, I couldn't lift weights. I couldn't run enough. I couldn't do anything enough to alleviate what I was going through. The only thing that I had to hinge on, the only anchor that I had was my faith.
Right.
Which is where we are now. So in the world now, it's like this playing field is leveled so much where God's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm the only one that's going to be able to get you out of this. I'm the only one I'm the only one that can heal your mind. How do you renew the mind? You know, Bible says that you have to have his word engraved upon your heart. So by feeding your heart spiritually, it feeds your thought process. And then feeding your thought process is spiritually, it causes you to override what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you taste, all of our sensory mechanism, that frontal cortex, once it's, even if it's developed or not developed, whatever we process here, that word or whatever it is that's engraved in your heart, that higher awning or that higher standard, causes you to speak a certain way, which affects the way you walk and affects your being. Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart and mind, so that he will be. These aren't random thoughts. These are cognitive thoughts that are retained and reinforced with science. So whenever science reinforces what's spiritually there, boom, you have a connection. But you can't let science go first. You can't let the physical realm go first. You have to make sure that your soul prospers. And that's going back to the premise of 3 John.
You just gave church game. All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor. I love it. But that's it in a nutshell.
Absolutely.
And so, hey, I really appreciate you sitting at the mic because I don't have another question because you made me drop the mic on that one. Ask you about this event you have coming up on May the 15th. Tell me about that.
This event is that. This event is the culmination. This is you putting some fitness on your faith. Mm-hmm. This is you saying, I'm tired of being cooped up in the house. I want to get out. I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't go back to the club. I ain't hating on the club. Don't go back to the party. I ain't hating on the partying. I'm just saying do something that's going to be imperative or something that is imperative.
Yeah.
To the elements that's going on. You got to boost your immune system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the vaccine is fine, but it ain't going to boost your immune system.
I was about to say, you know, with COVID and everything going on, if you didn't know why it's important.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is stepping out of that political climate. This is stepping out of everything that's going on. And I'm going to focus on myself. We got yoga, an hour yoga. We got Zumba. An hour Zumba, we got line dancing. We got flag football, volleyball for the kids. We have a drug-free, no drugs here, kids zone, where there's gonna be activities for the kids, music. We got a phenomenal host, Marcus Sullivan is hosting. He's doing this. I mean, the lineup is there and the event is timely and it's a solution.
Yeah,
you know, it's really a solution. Like in working with kids and working with youth, you know, they don't see even the athletes. Mm-hmm. Man, you better put that asthma pump down and come on here and run. You know, and combat your own immune system. Combat your own. Like you can wait for the vaccine to get right if you want. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on it, but I'm saying why not take your healing into your own hands. So that's what this is, May 15th.
So Paul, this is Fit Mind Body.
Yes.
At, where's the location?
Location is 12660 Sandpiper Drive.
Okay.
That is the church at Bethel's Family. Okay. Phenomenal church, Senior Pastor August. I wanna give thanks to him, the youth pastor, Pastor Ford. The team over there has been wonderful. They've welcomed me with open arms. They understand the scope and they are in agreement with me that this is a solution.
And now the time of this event is what time is
10 a.m. to 2.
Okay. And you just show up. Do they need to register?
No, come one, come all. It's going to be set up. We're going to have, you know, security and everybody will be able to tell you where to go. We're also going to have a wellness center there because it's, we're combating mental health with our youth. So we have an organization, Abundant Life Therapeutic Services. They're going to be out there giving information on mental health. We have a lot of mentor groups that are going to be out there for our youth and also our seniors. This Bible, you got to take care of the children and the seniors, man.
Yeah.
We got it. When you look at us as a natural resource, as his most important natural resource, word says that the kingdom is for the children. But our seniors are our most refined resource. Mm-hmm. Bible gives, our God gives information generationally. It has to be passed on. So right now, our youth are lost because there's no connector. There's a gulf. We need people who was pre-internet to attach and give them the insights, the essence of life, because technology doesn't give you that.
Okay, now you're about to have church all over again.
Hey, you got me started.
Hey, come on. I love it. I love it because that is so true. We got to do this again. We have to do this again. But I want everybody to come out on May the 15th, 10 May to 2.
10 to 2.
Yes.
Mind, body. Yes. Fit, mind, body, come out, have fun, bring the whole family. There will be, we will be serving healthy snacks, and then we're going to serve lunch afterwards. Mm-hmm. Free, the church is footing the bill. Hey, so come out, you know, and enjoy some really, really good fun, some healthy fun. Something that's going to be, you know, something that's going to be advantageous for everybody to participate in.
I love that. And that address one more time is 12660 Sandpiper Drive, May 15th, 10 to 2 p.m. It's free of charge. It's just about getting your fit, mind, body right for 2021. And this is the place where you can start. You can also find out more about Mr. Wonderful Paul Queen at equalitywellnessglobal.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I do appreciate you sitting at the mic with me. This was awesome. Let's have church again, because we are the church. We are the church.
Thank you, Monique.
My pleasure. Thank you.
What an amazing interview with Paul Queen. Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We really had church today, and most importantly, your ministry for a fit mind and body, not only in 2021, but years and generations to come. Much appreciated. Thank you for being a servant to the calling that God has bestowed upon you. If you want to find out more about Paul Queen, please visit his website at qualitywellnessglobal.org. Also, if you would like to participate in Paul's event, which is the Fit Mind Body 2021 event at Bethel's Family, that location once again is 12660 Sandpiper Drive. It is this Saturday, May 15th from 10 to 2. You can go and meet him personally and just participate in a lot of faith and family fitness fun. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I sincerely appreciate you. Have a beautiful week. Until the next podcast, God bless.